This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Police in Nashville, the largest city in the U.S. southern state of Tennessee, say the school shooter there legally bought 7 firearms in recent years and hid the guns from their parents before killing 3 children and 3 adults at a Christian school. Metropolitan Nashville Police Chief John Drake said Tuesday the shooter did not specifically target their victims during the shooting at the Covenant School on Monday. The victims included 3 9-year-olds and the head of the school.
We've determined that Audrey bought 7 firearms from 5 different local gun stores here legally.
Shooter Audrey Hale was a former student at the school. The United States on Tuesday threw support behind a special international tribunal to try Russia for quote-unquote aggression against Ukraine, building momentum to prosecute the crime for the first time since the aftermath of World War II. The European Union has already advocated for a special tribunal which could bring fresh charges against President Vladimir Putin and would be the latest legal salvo after the International Criminal Court issued an arrest warrant for him over alleged war crimes. The International Olympic Committee on Tuesday issued recommendations for the gradual return to international competitions for Russian and Belarusian athletes as neutrals, with President Thomas Bach saying their participation works despite the war in Ukraine.
Sports organizations must have the sole responsibility to decide which athletes can take part in international competitions based on their sporting merits and not on political grounds.
This is VOA News. Ghana's military is training to crack down on illegal overfishing in the Gulf of Guinea, much of it by Chinese-owned boats. Henry Wilkins reports from Accra.
Chokor is a fishing village in the Ghanaian capital of Accra. Here, fishermen eke out a living on the shores of the Gulf of Guinea. Gulf of Guinea countries, however, could be losing up to $2.3 billion annually to illegal fishing, says the Institute for Security Studies. Much of it is carried out by boats with Ghanaian flags, but according to the non-profit Environmental Justice Foundation, 90% of these boats have Chinese owners. As coastal communities like Chokor continue to struggle, troops from Ghana's Navy have been taking part in a joint training exercise with US forces focusing on maritime security. Henry Wilkins for VOA News, Accra, Ghana.
U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris praised African innovation as she delivered a speech to thousands of young people in Ghana on Tuesday. Reuters correspondent David Doyle has more.
Her 3-country African tour, starting in Ghana, is part of a charm offensive by Washington aimed at countering the growing influence of China and Russia on the continent.
This continent, of course, has a special significance for me personally, as the first black vice president of the United States of America.
Harris also addressed, though women grow the majority of food on the continent, they are less likely to own the land they farm. Empowering women, she said, would benefit not only themselves, but also the entire economy.
Reuters correspondent David Doyle. Migrants fearing deportation set mattresses ablaze at an immigration detention center in northern Mexico, starting a fire that killed at least 40 people. That's according to the Mexican president. It was one of the deadliest events ever at a Mexican immigration lockup. Hours after the fire broke out late Monday, rows of bodies were laid out under sheets outside the facility in Ciudad Juarez, which is across from El Paso, Texas, and a major crossing point for migrants. Israel's far-right government and opposition parties were set to open talks Tuesday evening on controversial judiciary reforms that sparked a general strike and mass protests, the presidency said. Skepticism remained high ahead of the negotiations on the reforms that would curtail the authority of the Supreme Court and give politicians greater powers over the selections of judges. After 3 months of increasing tensions that split the nation, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu bowed to pressure in the face of a nationwide walkout Monday. I'm Joe Ramsey.